Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today from the retreat at Buffalo Hill, we have physical therapist Donna Gerber. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us today. And today is an important day because this whole week is National Fall Prevention Awareness Week. Talk with us a little bit about falling and why is it such a prevalent issue?
Well, for one thing, falls are the second leading cause of accidental or unintentional injury deaths worldwide, with each year about 646,000 deaths. It's also the leading cause, the number one cause of non-fatal injuries that are treated in hospital emergency rooms in the United States. For persons less than 15 years of age and those older than 24 years of age, with the highest population, those 65 and older. And it's the second leading cause for that non-fatal visits in hospital for those who are 15 to 24 years of age. A major concern for older adults, which is the largest population of those that fall, and especially those over 75 years of age, it's the leading cause of an accidental death. Astounding, 1 in 4 adults fall each year. Every 11 seconds, an older adult is treated in the emergency room for a fall-related injury. And every 19 minutes, an older adult dies from a fall-related injury. They're also extremely costly.
Yeah, so what do you consider a fall, Donna?
Well, a fall is when there is it's an event that leads to an unplanned, unexpected, or unintentional loss of support. So you go from like standing to sitting, you go from standing to the floor. So anytime you end up on a lower supporting surface from a standing, sitting, or lying position, that's not the result of like having a stroke or a fainting or someone pushing you or things like that.
Well, why do you think people fall?
Well, you know, there are just so many factors that can contribute to falling. There are things about the individual, some of which you can't change, like how old you are. Women are more likely to fall and suffer an injury than men. Some people with decreased general fitness or decreased physical inactivity, which leads to muscle weakness. Also, you know, you have individuals with poor nutrition or other chronic or, you know, types of diseases like arthritis, Parkinson's, heart disease, diabetes, and those who just have difficulty walking, you know, are using or not using any kind of assistive device, something to help them stay up on their feet. People who take individuals multiple medications, any kind of cognitive impairment, depression, someone who might have impaired ability to move around, get up out of bed, come to standing. So, you know, there's a lot of things. And some people have a near fall or are fearful of falling, decrease their activity level, and then they kind of get that muscle weakness and other problems that are then going to produce, you know, an extremely higher number of reasons of fall. But there's also things like slippery floors, cracked flooring, rugs on the floor, any kind of electrical cords across a path. Not having appropriate lighting is a really major cause of falls, as is having shoes that don't fit properly, don't have good support. High heels, for example, can lead to a number of falls in women.
Oh my gosh, I can only imagine that. So how do you know that you're maybe at risk for falling? We're going to ask Donna Gerber that question right after this.
Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your life plan community, has a new option available for independent senior living. Coming this spring, The Cottages, residential living patio homes ranging from 1,300 to 1,580 square feet. These two-bedroom, two-bath floor plans come with an attached garage and covered porches. They include modern design features, such as large kitchens with granite countertops, fireplaces, and walk-in closets, making this a great way to downsize your living space while keeping your independence and having full access to all the amenities of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. For a full list of all the benefits of a true life plan community, visit ilcorp.org. That's ilcorp.org. And inquire about The Cottages. Call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. For The Cottages, a new option for independent senior living within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now, back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
We're talking about fall today, and we're not talking about autumn. We're talking about falling down. And this is a dangerous thing to have happen to just about anybody, but people who are a little bit older, well, it could be really devastating. Donna Gerber is with us. She's the Retreat at Buffalo Hills physical therapist. And Donna, you just absolutely blew me away when you said somebody is falling every 11 seconds.
Yes, someone most likely over the age of 65 and even more so over the age of 80 years of age.
Well, how do you know if you're at risk for falling?
Well, for one thing, if you have, you know, your general health is poor. You know, you're not physically active. You're relatively sedentary. You have an easy way to know is people who have difficulty going from sitting to standing or who can't walk long distances or barely can walk, you know, from one end of their home to another. People who have difficulty performing their activities during the day, you know, getting dressed, any kind of hygiene, grooming, you know, where they have difficulty, they can't complete it, where they need help. But also people with chronic illnesses who are probably not necessarily taking the best care of themselves. Those with high blood pressure, diabetes, actually, and again, women have a much higher risk of falling than men do. However, men have a greater risk for death from a fall than women do. You know, there's a lot of that. Visual problems are probably really high on the list. You know, their vision is distorted, they're not proper adjusted, difficulty seeing at night, can't judge distances. And so again, you know, they don't see things on the floor, clutter or obstacles. They can't do steps. They can't judge distances. It's a big problem. People who have any pain, arthritis, limited ability to move their arms, legs, to get around. And again, another one is people who have social isolation. You know, they don't get out, they don't socialize, which unfortunately, in our current situation with the coronavirus, that's, you know, becoming more and more of a factor because it leads to depression, which then leads to decreased activity. I mean, you know, women, men with incontinence, you know, fall hazards, things like that. So there's so many different factors that are some you can change, like your physical activity, and some you can't, like a chronic illness or, you know, a previous stroke or things, or your age.
Sure. You know, when you fall as a kid, you just get up and dust yourself off, and that's that. But as you get older, first of all, your center of gravity changes. And secondly, as you get taller, it's further to fall. So more things can happen. What sorts of consequences of falling?
Well, first off, you mentioned something very important. When someone has a fall without necessarily a serious injury, they get fearful of falling, which then leads to a higher risk of falling because they're not doing what they need to do. But consequences basically can lead to a serious change in one's lifestyle or a decreased quality of life, loss of independence, potential long-term care, permanent disability. You lose what we call healthy living years or healthy working years because you can't go back to work. You know, you suffer consequences which cause you to be more susceptible to illness and weakness. And of course, you know, the biggest risk is you have another risk, a higher risk for falls and also early death.
But what can we do to prevent these falls?
You know, probably the most important thing to try to prevent falls and ultimately fractures, which we see a lot, anyone but older adults in particular, is making sure you're physically healthy, seeing your doctor, seeing your eye doctor, getting your hearing checked, kind of noticing and identifying that you have problems with, like, your balance. And if you're not taking care of yourself, so your blood pressure starts to be extremely high or extremely low, you're taking a lot of medications, seeing your doctor can help you perhaps adjust that and address some of the side effects. You know, getting your kind of fixing things around the house. Know, making sure there's no clutter. You have really good lighting. Night lights are a fabulous thing to have. to help prevent falls, especially for people who have to get up in the middle of the night or when it's dark out. Then, you know, also too, when things happen, you see your doctor and you identify some things, then, you know, he often will refer you to therapy because, you know, we can further address issues and work on things to help you improve those factors.
Donna Gerber is our guest, and she is Emmanuel Lutheran Community's The Retreat at Buffalo Hills physical therapist, and we are going to talk a little therapy right after this.
Experience memory support in a community of encouragement. That's The Lodge, a neighborhood within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. The Lodge is more than a place for those needing memory support. It's a place to live each day to its fullest, with programming designed to engage, promote wellness, and stimulate, under the care of highly skilled staff that are passionate about the care they deliver. The Lodge has residences available for your loved ones. The Lodge at Buffalo Hill. Memory care with the support that's needed for a beautiful life. To inquire about the residences, call 752-9625, 752-9625, or visit ilcorp.org.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Today our guest is Donna Gerber. She is Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, The Retreat at Buffalo Hills physical therapist. And Donna, let's add a little therapy to our discussion here. What can be done?
First off, after you see your doctor and he's addressed any of the medical concerns or issues, then, you know, a referral to physical therapy is often made. Also, occupational therapy. That, too, is a very important profession to help prevent falls. Both therapists are going to do a thorough medical history. They're going to talk about the home situation, any of your chronic conditions, any previous falls. Look at, you know, are you using a device? Do you need to have something to assist you to do, perform basic daily activities? You know, one of the things that people don't realize that we ask when we do an evaluation is, do you have any pets? Small pets, their toys, children, their toys are actually very high potential risk factors because they're slip hazards. So, you know, we do things like that, but we look at your strength. We look at your overall endurance, your motion. How much can you move your arms, you know, your joints, your spine? How's your sensation, your posture, your balance? Particularly, we're going to look at how you perform things, how you get in and out of bed, how you get up, get to the bathroom, things you do, dressing, when you're cooking, anything like that. And so once we've kind of assessed what's going on with you, where some of the deficits may be, then we're going to address and, you know, provide an exercise program to try to work on balance and strengthening, improving your motion. We're going to look at perhaps you needing an assistive device, a cane or a walker, or perhaps adjust the one you have. Since a lot of people pick these up, you know, from their pharmacy or whatever, and they're not always adjusted properly. They may not be enough of a support. They may not be using them properly. We also have referrals to and references for the individual to do, or like do a home safety checklist. You can download, give them a list of things to check. We can give them, again, you know, referrals to other sources for like classes and things like that that perhaps might help them.
So the big question here, Don, is how do I sign up for one of these assessments?
Well, first off, your doctor is the first person that often has resources. And if not, you can contact the National Council of Aging. They do have a website. There's also the Council on Aging, which is usually always some kind of office in most cities. Any kind of social senior centers often have references. And then, of course, you have, you know, any of the rehab units. You know, someone wants to get a home safety checklist or things like that, you know, just to kind of for their own information. We can often provide them with copies of some of that for their, you know, for them to use and assess. There are a lot of these on the internet. All you have to do is Google things like falls or fall prevention. And of course, the doctor referring you to for physical and occupational therapy, which at the moment, because a lot, there are some outpatient clinics that you can take, you know, take your prescription and they will get you in and work with you. You know, they do have those options. There are some freestanding rehab centers that can provide the appropriate therapy. Unfortunately, right now at the retreat, we are not doing any outpatient kind of therapy, but I'm very hopeful that that will change in the future. And, you know, I'd be very happy if we got a large influx of referrals for patients who need help to assess for or work on decreasing their risk for falls.
Well, what a great conversation today, something that all of us need to think about and make sure we don't fall, because the consequences of falling are, well, they're pretty far reaching and it could be life threatening. Donna Gerber, our thanks so much for all your help today and explaining all this. From Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Donna is the Retreat at Buffalo Hills physical therapist. Thanks and have a great day.
Thank you.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.